I'm talking with Lonnie Duckworth, and you are president of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. Where is your operation?
In Bates County, Missouri, near Butler.
Well, it's definitely dry.
Very definitely. It is dry enough that, it's the last time that I can remember it being this dry is in 1980. I've heard my dad talk about the early 50s drought, you know. But anyway, we're as dry as I can ever remember. And we're running short of feed because we're having to feed so early in the season here. You know, it's very unusual that you have to feed hay in July, and some have been doing that. I'm supplementing some cows, you know, but I'm not, and I'm going to cull down on some cows. And many producers are culling down on their cows. They're trying to, you know, of course, trying to weed out the, cull out the poor producers as well. And then they're going to probably cull open cows, and hopefully they don't have to get into the heart of their herd, but some are. Water is a very major issue. In some areas. Our area, not quite so bad, but there are spot cases. Down in South Missouri, South Central, around the West Plains area, they're horrible. They've been horrible very early in the spring even. And it's all over the state. I don't remember there being such a widespread drought as we've had this year, because I think something like 80% of the nation is under some type of drought. And about 60%, if I recall correctly, is severe. And of course, our corn crop is anywhere from zero to in our area in Bates County. It's kind of from, I've heard as low as 7 to about 35 bushel, something like that. But then you'll have these spot cases where there are little sweet spots that got spotty showers.
Missouri is a leading cow-calf state. With the culling of the herds, and especially the smaller operators, and many of them are small operators, are they going to be able, is the industry in Missouri going to be able to weather this storm? Are we going to lose producers?
We'll be able to weather the storm. You know, we weathered a lot of storms. The cattlemen are very resilient people. Even though I think that we're definitely going to have to cull down in many cases, there will be some producers that will have to sell. There may be some older producers that may just decide not to get back in the cattle business. It's going to take quite a while to recover from this drought situation because we're already at record low numbers. Numbers that were back in, I think, in the early 50s or late 40s. We have about that many cattle here, and we have a growing population that we got to feed. The thing that we're seeing right now is that there's some fall Kevin cows that are starting to do some. We're seeing some abortions because of heat stress and so forth. We're seeing some deaths because of heat stress, and we fear too that the spring calf crop. Maybe much lighter than normal because the bulls and the cows basically have shut down as far as breeding. You know, of course we got bulls in with our cows right now, and have had probably since May. So it's a serious situation, and it's going to take a while to get over it. But will we survive? Yes, we will. We have always survived. We will survive this.
What about the water program that Governor Nixon was talking about? Is that helping the producers?
Well, it's helping a few. You know, I think if I recall correctly, there's about $20 million is what he has found to put into this program. And that's going to help about 450, 60 people probably, or operations. And that's a pretty small number. But obviously, there's budgetary concerns there too. You know, it's hard to find enough money to help as many people that need help. And so it is a gallant effort on the governor's part to try to do something within our means.
Sure. Now, on the federal level, Secretary Vilsack announced that they're purchasing pork, they're purchasing poultry, they're purchasing catfish for the school nutrition
yes.
program and food banks and so forth, but not beef. And he contends it's because they've opened up CRP to haying and grazing for emergencies. Do you think the government needs to make a beef purchase?
Well, I think right now they're trying to encourage the military to buy beef and buy it ahead and store it. But
USDA is?
Yes. I just got a memo this morning. But as far as the initial purchases, yes, it does not include beef. We would like to see that included. But on the other hand, you know, with our numbers as low as they are, it just might serve to raise prices on beef and make us less competitive in the consumer market. I don't know. That's kind of my thought. So maybe we're fortunate. Maybe that's the best thing to do, is not to buy beef ahead, because our markets are good.
And a lot of folks are saying the market's working.
The market's working. Yes. You know, with this drought, we've seen a drop in feeder calf prices, you know, from roughly on 5-weight calves from $2 down to $1.40, low 40s on steer calves. That has since recovered probably back to about the $1.60 area, so it's recovered another $20 a hundred since that low. And with the numbers out there, it's very likely that we're going to see higher prices down the road. So, you know, if producers can hold on, if they can find the feed, I think they'll be rewarded later on. We just hope that beef doesn't get so high that it becomes maybe that occasional Sunday dinner.
The CRP, the emergency hay and grazing, well, a lot of those areas certainly are affected by the drought. Is it really helping producers?
It provides some forage that they may not have otherwise, but the quality of forage is very, very low. So, yes, it helps, but how much it helps, it might help somebody hang on. But, you know, in a lot of those CRP cases, too, I think there's not water available. So, you know, in some cases there are. So it depends on where you are and what type of property you're getting.
Anything else you'd like to add?
We feel good about Governor Nixon stepping forward with his program, and we think that he fully recognizes that agriculture is the number one industry in our state, is an important industry, and we would like to see his continued support. We as the Missouri cattlemen, you know, we're trying to stand behind our producers as much as we can, doing what we can to at least keep their spirits up, you know. But it's a little grumpy out in the countryside with all this drought. You know, it's kind of like the middle of a winter, you know. You kind of do what you have to do, and you go in where it's cool. It is wintertime, you know. It's kind of like that. It's cold. Then you go out, and you do what you have to do. You go in where it's warm. So it's kind of that old thing, you know, but it's the reverse.
You don't seem too grumpy.
Oh, no. No.
You have your moments?
Pardon?
Do you have your moments?
Yes, I do. And this is not one of those bad moments. But, there's times, you know, when you just say, golly, you know, just, you know, what's it doing to us? It's just trying to destroy us. But, you know, we're not just being picked on. We are always subject to weather extremes and conditions. And so we learned to live with them, and we'll learn how to live with this too, and live beyond this for those producers that want to stay in business. So, the future looks bright. This is just a little setback.
Thank you, Lon.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.